Thanks to Canva Pro for supporting the morning stream. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me/TMS45. Coming up on TMS, I don't like McRib NFTs.
Hershey's, the taste of squirts.
No human can eat two McRibs.
Glass of hot queen vomit.
Dude. Why is there tissue under my butt?
Pumbaa savings time.
Guy Smiley for mayor.
Damn fine pie advice.
Deadbeat humor.
Don't look at me. I voted for Kodos.
Hey, Vernon.
Tickle the edge with five guys.
Life of pie with Tom.
Did I ever tell you about the time I did recommendals on TMS? True story. And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
Hold on. I have to gas. All done.
This is the morning stream. Shut up, baby, I know it.
Good morning, everyone. It is the morning stream. It's Scott Johnson and Brian Nibbett. Hi, Brian Nibbett. How are you doing?
Hi, Scott Johnson. It's happy hump day.
Yeah, man. Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. It's time to celebrate the Wednesday for what it is. What is the Wednesday?
The Wednesday is the 3rd. We're celebrating being 3 days into November, and howdy-do.
Everybody hump. That's the rule. Hump.
That's right.
Like you don't care no more. Just hump until the sun goes down, which is happening earlier. Yep. Everybody ready for a... daylight savings here in the States, except Arizona, which had the wherewithal not to play this game.
You know, my favorite band, Squeeze.
Yeah.
One of the lead singers, one of the two guys behind Squeeze for all of these years, Chris Difford, is in the UK trying to lead the way in stopping, in having them stop doing daylight savings time out there. I mean, it already happened.
Is he making inroads? Is he got progress, or what's the deal?
I really don't know out there, but I know he's against it, and he's among a large group of people out there who are against it and want to see it stop. And I think we want to see it stop out here too. Stop daylight savings.
Yeah, we
stop
don't need daylight. It. I don't agree with a lot of things Arizona does, but that's one I like. Sign me up for Arizona's plan to not change their clock. Just stand there defiantly with your arms folded going, I ain't rolling back an hour, F off.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that?
Yep. That's right. Daylight savings in Indiana, too. There's a section of Indiana that doesn't do it either.
Oh, just a part of Indiana? I didn't know that.
Just a part of Indiana. I don't think it's the whole state. It's not the whole state, right, Dice Tomato?
That would be so weird.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a little piece of it, then the very border of the next town... they're changing their time. Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes, most of Indiana.
Okay. But you could literally at some point in Indiana cross the street.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Potentially, yes, exactly.
So it could be 4 when you left, but you're there 2 minutes later and it's 5:02.
Exactly.
Yes. Weird. Weird.
And there's part of Indiana, like Indiana is partially central and partially eastern time, if I remember correctly. I think that's a state that is bisected by the time zone line. I could be wrong. That's one of the ones I'm not 100% sure about, but I think it's the case.
You know what can happen?
Is there a map? Here's looking for a map.
Yeah, find a map. What'll happen if we don't find a map? If we don't find the answer here, someone will email it and they'll clear it up for us.
Princeton, Indiana is on Central Daylight Time. Indianapolis is on Eastern Daylight Time.
Hmm. Okay. Well, soon we are going to be... we're going to gain an hour in a fake way. Okay?
That's right, because somebody decided at one point that we needed that extra hour. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Why?
So the show will technically start at the old time... well, no. Hold on. Yeah, the old time it'll start will be 10 a.m. our time. But next week it'll be 9 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Do I have that right? For us.
Or is it 8?
Yeah, exactly. It'll start for us what feels like
8. 9.
10. Because we're moving, fall back.
Right. We lose. Okay. Fall back. So you go Instead of it being instead of it being 10.
This is shaping up to be one of those.
So instead of it being 9,
right,
it's 10.
Right. Or 10 o'clock. Yeah, yeah. Right. What is 10 o'clock will really be the 9 o'clock we're used to. Yes.
Well, don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the 9 o'clock you're used to. All right. Boy, I got to report this. Maybe I should tell the police. I don't know. But a whole bunch of you heard the story yesterday about us finding an errant bag of dog poo that somebody left by our transformer. And
I think you found a poo behind the transformer.
The transformer. I was trying to think of a good transition that had to do with Transformers, and I couldn't do it. Roll out. Anyway, so we're, you know, that whole story yesterday, and then a whole bunch of people wrote in, and I'm not going to read anyone in particular, but a bunch of you say that you should keep bags of dog poop from your walks for camp fuel on long hikes and camping trips. Mm-hmm. Now, I need some independent verification of this, because that seems weird and strange, and I don't like it. No, sir, I don't. So what is the deal with that?
You have to dry it out. You can't use... and that's the thing. If it's in a bag, you've kind of got to take it out of the bag and put in something else so that it can dry out. But, I mean, where do you put it to let it dry out? Because that is dumping poop into an open container in your yard kind of situation.
It is. It is. But also, isn't the point of camping fuel... Okay, I've heard stories of, you know, cowboys in the 1800s mm-hmm. where they're like, we got a fire to cook these beans, see? And so they kill... Mm-hmm. They don't kill. They go and they get a horse's poo, horse chips, you know?
Yes, right.
Because those are kind of dry already.
Yes.
Like right
they
out
sit
the
out automatically. There's no there's nobody collecting the poo and putting it into a little bag and tying the end in a nice little knot.
Yeah, and then you burn that. But my point is, in the year 2021, I just feel like there are other options.
There are far, far better options. Heck, even a Duraflame log is a better option than than a collection of dried out dog poo.
And maybe the idea is that we're supposed to, this is environmentally friendly.
Sure. Returning to the earth. Plus, how would that campfire smell? I mean, do you get the...
Oh, man.
Because I know that when you burn certain kinds of wood, it smells fantastic. Wood smells amazing and stuff like that. When you burn poop, does it just smell like burning poop?
Sure it does. It's dog poop. It has to, right? Yeah. So, yeah, don't do it. Burn your junk mail, says Fleming in the chat.
There you go. That's a much better idea.
I get a fair amount of that. But yesterday was vote day here. We only had one race, mayor of the city we live in. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was an uncontested school board thing. So, whatever. But civic duty and all that, we did our thing. And here in Utah, that's mail-in ballots, which I think is hilarious as a prominently red state and everyone complaining about mail-in ballots, but we do them.
Of course. But it's a way to fraud, Scott. It's,
except, overwhelmingly conservative state implemented it. So I don't know what to tell you. But anyway, what was my point there? Oh.
Vote day.
Yeah, we got the ballot there. And for some reason on vote day, the mail is jam-packed. The box is jam-packed with junk mail. Just tons of it.
Sure, sure.
I don't know why.
It's all the vote no on 11 because our kids will not be safe.
And oh, yeah.
Is it all that stuff?
Probably
is.
Now that you say that, I didn't look at it too closely because most of it I was like trash. And then Kim would say, no, this is a coupon for a thing we never need. I need that.
It's funny because if you've only got one item on the ballot, I mean, really you should get at most one thing for each side of the issue saying, no, it's going to hurt our kids. But if you vote yes on it, it'll hurt our kids.
Yeah, it'll hurt our kids. I voted for this guy, an independent guy named, I forgot his last name. It's hard to say, but he's an Islander. He's from either Hawaii, Tonga, maybe Tonga.
Mm-hmm. You guys do have you have a big Samoan
and Tongan here. Yeah. We have just a big Polynesian population in Utah, just huge. And it's great. They're wonderful people. There's a guy up the street named Amarin who I just adore. He's like one of my favorite human beings on this planet. And I don't know what's going on over there, but culturally, those people are happy a lot of the time. I won't say all the time because nobody is, but that guy smiles and grins for miles around. affects everybody in a positive way. Love that dude. Anyway,
that's cool.
I decided, based on that, that I would vote for him simply because I like his people and I like his culture and I like Polynesian folks. That's why I did it. I had nothing on the issues. It was a completely non-issue thing for me because I don't know what the local freaking... I don't know what that is. It's the mayor of South Jordan. Boo, who cares?
Right, right.
I just know exactly. The lady that's in there right now is annoying. So let's get that guy in. All right? Anyway, enough about civic duty. Let's move on to this email.
Yeah. Duty, poop duty, and civic duty.
Civic duty, poop duty. It's all duty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got an email from Stuart in the UK.
Okay.
Let's see here. Sorry, my page went weird. All right. On American chocolate was the subject. Hi, Scott. This is from yesterday. You asked on today's show why UK chocolate tastes so much better. Here's my story. After traveling to the US, we tried a Hershey bar, and the whole family thought it tasted like vomit and threw it away. We Googled why does Hershey's taste like vomit and found out it's a common question from Brits. Give it a whirl. Thanks for the entertainment. Stuart in the UK. P.S. We do have better chocolate. Well, I don't disagree.
No, definitely agreeing with that. As a test, I pulled up Google and I typed, why does Hershey's? And I stopped right there. The first item is the very first search. Completion is why does Hershey's chocolate taste like vomit?
Why? Okay.
And then why does Hershey's taste different? And why does Hershey's syrup need to be refrigerated? And then why does Hershey's chocolate smell like vomit? It's funny because if you're from the UK, how come you're saying vomit? Why does Hershey's chocolate taste like sick?
Well, okay, so yesterday there was chatter in the chat about how this is the case. There's some kind of a butyric acid, it's called. It's a chemical it's a souring chemical, exactly. But the idea is it preserves. So in usual U.S. form, we're like, hey, what if we made something last forever on the shelf? See, let's get it out there, see? Mm-hmm. And so they did, and then everybody started doing it. And then everybody in the countries, anyone who makes chocolate here, they all use it now. And now it's just part of the taste. It's just what we do. And now that everyone has said this, I'm not sure I could ever eat a Hershey's bar again because I don't want to eat a stick of vomit.
I know. Right? I know. It's you're not wrong. I mean, and we've had European chocolate on this show, and it is delicious. It's fantastic. Japanese Kit Kat chocolate is also really good. And so you've got to go independent. And and not go with Hershey's or Mars or any of the big brands for your chocolate. We've got, look for your local chocolate places, and I have a thing about that later.
I have a would you question, all right? I'm going to ask you.
Would you? Okay, all right.
If the Queen uh-huh. Elizabeth,
Philip!
All that.
Yeah.
She walks up to you and she says, greetings, and she hands you a 24-ounce tall glass of hot Queen vomit.
Okay.
And you already liked Hershey's just fine. Would there be any difference? Like, taste-wise? If you didn't know, let's say you were...
So you're saying Hershey's chocolate tastes and smells like Queen vomit. This feels like a weird, there's not an either-or. If she handed it to you? No, I would not.
Yeah, it's
I don't
one,
know what...
it's
yeah.
Squid Game, dude. You just have to do it. You just are required.
That's right, okay.
No, you know what? This is a bad comparison.
I'd press the red button. Thank you very much.
I guess deep down the question is, what's the difference between American and British vomit? And I don't know that there is any difference. I guess that's...
No, right. I think all around the world... I mean, obviously, we all have different diets. But so our vomit is going to have some differences, but it's vomit's vomit.
Man. Vomit is vomit, I mean, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, exit only is what I say.
Yeah, yeah. Is there another topic we can...
is there anything else we can talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we could talk about prizes and contests and winning
shit.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
All of that. Oh, is this
Give
one of
something
the...
something to a listener.
Oh, this is a feud today. Hold on.
It's a feud.
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Hold on. Let's see.
Better get ready. You better find your way in there.
You better get your way in there, see? Okay, so I'm gonna open the right things here and hit play there. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm in there now. Let me test this. All right, I'll have to reset that. Okay, we got Dunaway coming in, and hold on, everybody. We're working on this. We got an idea. We got a plan. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. All right. There we go. Okay, so now that I know what we're doing, here's this music.
All right.
Let that go longer than usual. Hey, look who it is, everybody. It's Brian Dunaway joining us for Tad Pooley Feud. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, we missed you so Hello. Much. We missed you this week.
I missed you guys, too, but we missed the Monday.
And we missed our usual movie chat on Saturday. I mean, like, it's been, you know, it's been
a
week.
I did a film sack this past weekend.
Did you?
Who was there? Were you guys Ghost?
Oh. We were, yes.
Oh. We were dead the whole time.
Oh, man. We were. We were never there.
You guys didn't do the podcast with me on Halloween? I'm pretty sure that was me and you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that was us.
And we watched Ouija, the movie?
Yeah, Ouija.
You guys didn't do
Ouija.
That?
Ouija. Uh-huh. Yeah, Ouija.
I'm coming to join you, Ouija.
it's good to have
you
here.
Hey, man, back off. I've had a rough morning. I had a sudden appearance of a busted blood vessel in my left index finger for no reason at all, brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden I feel this pinching in my left finger, and I'm like, what is that? Then
those
I went
hurt.
Outside to open the car door, and I had this app like somebody took a pair of pliers. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. No, those hurt, dude. Broken vessels in your fingers freaking sting.
Oh, it totally sucks. So when you go to the doctor and say, I've got a broken blood vessel, and he says, where? And you point, you stick your finger out. Does he then look at the wall like an
idiot?
German,
no,
like my golden retriever?
No, my doctor's not in some kind of weird parody movie.
Oh,
no,
okay.
This is real life.
That's too bad.
And it's all swelling up and everything, and I'm like, it's getting bigger, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to die. And I went to urgent care center, of course, I started going down after I checked in, and by the time they saw me, it was just a little bit blue and purple.
Yeah. We don't see the problem, Mr. Dunaway. Yeah, would you like us to bill you another $75?
Yeah,
right.
What's the problem?
Just take my money and let me go home.
That's right. Copay your way straight to hell. All right. Hey, yeah, well, I'm glad your finger's okay. Don't use it for anything.
I didn't say it was okay. It hurts still.
It does hurt.
It hurts. Somebody.
This just happened to Kim. My wife just did this to her finger, gardening. So it's a normal thing. It's a pretty common thing.
No, it's not. She was gardening. If I had actually heard it doing something, I would have said, oh, okay, I heard it doing something.
Yeah.
No, I was standing there brushing my teeth with the other hand.
Yeah.
And then it happened.
We like our vessels to keep to themselves, really.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not a big fan of them acting up. Speaking of acting up, let's find out who this is.
All that is to say that this is my buzzer finger, so take it easy on me.
We'll go easy on you. Don't you worry, little head.
Excuses already start.
Yeah, that's right. Let's find out who's on the line for us, holding so patiently. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Guacmar.
Well, hello, Guacmar. What's going on?
Guacmar.
I'm not bad.
There have been days, I won't lie to you, Guacmar, there have been a couple of days where I wanted to draw what I think a Guacmar looks like. I might still do it. I have ideas.
Well, I could describe you what the name goes to.
You but then it would ruin like my weird idea of the guacamole part I have going on. Yeah.
Listen, we all want to visualize a Jigglypuff. We don't want to be told what a Jigglypuff is.
No, we don't. All right. Well, we got urgent care here. We got Guacmar here. We got Brian to explain what the hell we're doing here. So, Brian, please explain what we're doing here.
I will do just that. It's time to play the Tad Pooley Feud. I've surveyed the tadpole on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian will have to predict the answers that they gave us. It is their job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Guacmar, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian, and if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Avernum 3 Ruined World and Synthetic Legion Rising.
Oh, those are both really good. I have both those games. They're fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Avernum, the series Avernum, is really trippy cool.
Avernum.
Yeah. I'm jealous to be... I wish I was playing these for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
They're really good.
Good. Then you've got those to look forward to if you win Guacmar. And to win, you need to
play.
Ooh, I can
win Guacmar?
Yeah, he could win Guacmar.
You could win Guacmar.
Take Guacmar home. Yeah.
All right. Hands on your buzzers. 553... Tad Poolers responded to this question. I'm going to clarify too. So, which fast food restaurant has the best fries?
damn it.
Oh, Brian, now before you answer, let me also throw this. I would have done this no matter who buzzed in. This includes things like curly fries, waffle fries, everything like that. So any fries in there. Okay, Brian, your answer.
Fried potato side dish. Got it.
First of all, ow. Secondly.
Your buzzer finger hurts after that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ow, I think I busted another blood. Okay, I'm going to go McDonald's because, duh, it's McDonald's.
Really?
I'm sure there's going to be some controversy and people are going to be like, McDonald's isn't the best. But I feel like there's just such a large amount of people that love those salty sticks.
Shiny. McDonald's serves. Yeah. Mm. All right. Listening. All right, show me Mickey D's. Number one answer on the board. 184 tadpoolers said that one. So you and Guacmar have control of the board. There's no way for Scott to pick an answer better than that because that's the number one answer. So
nice. You guys are teammates.
Suck it, Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sucking it. I'm sucking it right now, baby. So Guacmar, lay it on Brian. What other ideas do you have there?
Yeah. So, just as a quick side note, I usually use my McDonald's fries in my McRib sauce. So,
Man,
oh yes,
I'm probably stoked because that's the hot new business right now, or it's out. It's the thing.
My wife was just telling me that she's never seen me so happy as when she bought me two McRibs on Friday.
I wish I was not because you got the McRibs, but because I don't understand why people like them. I can't eat them. They're gross.
They're just fantastically disgusting. I love
them. They always come out around my birthday, and it's like a birthday present from McDonald's, and then they go away for 5 years, and then I miss them. And
oh, wait. When's your birthday, by the way?
October 17th.
Well, happy belated. 13th,
but I missed it.
Well, happy belated birthday. Yeah. That's awesome. Celebrate with us. All right. Sorry. You guys keep going.
Something about the barbecue and you know, it's not really meat in there, I'm pretty sure, but it's something.
It's pressed pork bits. It's something that comes from a pig. It may not be the pork shoulder.
It may not be the parts you want, but it's good. Hey, but I got to ask, Walk, before we do that.
It's the pork butt, but actual butt.
Yeah.
It's actual pork butt.
There you go. It's the actual butt.
Yeah. And anus.
Actual yummy. Now, do you avoid the onions? Sometimes I ask no onions, and they give them to me anyway on your McRib.
You know, with the McDonald's around here, I don't really have a choice. I ask the McRib, and I'm lucky if I get an actual McRib.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, now we've learned some things. Okay.
So where's the second tasty fries? Or even better, tell me what the 10th place fry is, if you have one.
Waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, they are so good. Let's go with some waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
All right,
not really a fry, but who was the pet tadpole care?
They may not like the gays, but do they have good fries? Yeah. Show me Chick-fil-A. Yes, number six.
They don't like the gays.
Good job. I thought they backtracked on that. I thought they pulled out of all of that.
Well, the guy who founded the company is no longer really doing shit. And then every franchise is individually owned, so you can't really blame them. I think it's murky like everything. Right. It's murky. Everything's murky.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, those terrible people have some great service. Anyway.
That's your number six answer. Keep on going.
All right. Guacamole, do you have another one? I have a few in my head, if not.
What about Wendy's? They've got the skin-on fries.
Oh yeah! Plus, you dip it in the frosty. There.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty thick too. They actually had some real fries over at Wendy's.
Yeah, but look, quick criticism here. Nothing wrong with Wendy's fries if they're cooked properly and fresh. But they leave them for long periods of time, and by the time I get them, they're wet noodles.
I don't know what's wrong with all the restaurant chains in your area, Scott.
For any fry, is just to cook right and fresh. I mean, that kind of goes through every fry.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Every place has that problem.
You're right.
You do get the occasional Wendy's fry that is like dark brown, shriveled up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. In every container, there's like three or four of those. Limp, dark brown, shriveled up.
Limp, dark brown.
It's like those. It's like those
as
chips.
As if that won't end up in a mashup.
Yeah,
it's like those little dark chips you put in your yard. What are those called?
Pork
hockey. Kind of. Yeah, that's what those look like. All right, so you guys are.
All right,
you
saying Wendy's?
We're going for the Wendy's. Show me Dave Thomas's little girl redheaded ponytail.
Show me that old fashioned burger.
Here it is.
Yeah, number three.
You know what's natural? Square burgers.
Yeah, nothing more natural than a square burger, dude.
Yeah,
square burger.
All right, you got another one, or are you ready to hand them over to me?
Well, I can go for the one that I like, or I can go for the one that most people may not like.
Let's go what you like, Guacmar. It's practically your birthday a month later.
Yeah.
Let's go what you like.
Let's go with Burger King. It's the ones I don't like.
Yes, Burger King has some interesting... Hey, those aren't French fries. Those are chicken fries.
Right.
Burger King.
All right, show me Burger King. Number five. Yeah, I think now, it's something... grind and shape their fries into fry shapes and then fry them? Like, isn't it?
Oh.
They grind the potatoes, freeze them into fry shapes.
Fry shapes?
Is that a thing?
I don't know if that's true.
I didn't know that.
they do that with the chicken
they're
fries.
They're always mealy. They're mealy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I have bad news, real quick. Bad news. Guacmar dropped from the call. It's okay because you can play for him. It's just a little more pressure on you. And then,
well, that's
fine.
I think Guacmar gave us all the best answers anyway.
Might be him calling back.
No, that's just this thing ringing. That's a different number. Yeah, a different number. All right. Yeah, don't worry about
it. Well, I'm going to go.
We'll play for
you.
Go ahead.
I feel like Ibbot gave us a little bit of a clue earlier saying that they're, some of these are kind of on the outside there. I think Arby's, who has the curly fries and the homestyle fries, I think Arby's is the place to be.
Is the jam.
Ooh, their new waffle. Have you tried their waffle sweet potato fries? Those are actually really good.
I have not.
Yeah. No, I have not.
Those surprised me. Really I thought good. They'd be shite, and they were fantastic. They're really good.
All right. Let's see. Arby's, show me. We have the curly fries. Number four on the list.
Nice. Too good. I want it a little lower.
Right. You wanted it lower on the board. Well, you're at 19 points. There's still lots of points on the board.
Did Ibbot get all crunchy for you, Dunaway, a little bit?
Yeah. And you guys are all both getting all crunchy for me for some reason.
Let me see what's going on there because I can probably fix that. I don't know if it's.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing red in Discord for this.
Yeah. We're going to change our zone here. Let's go.
Change in the zone.
Let's go.
Get into the zone. AutoZone.
We'll go central. There we go. Central seems to be green.
Full green bars. Yeah. There we go.
That's better.
All right. Where the hell were we? Oh, you're still picking because you're still winning.
Yeah. I said the Arby's and then now I started thinking auto places and now I lost the one I was going to say.
Oh, no.
I know what I was going to say. I'm going to go for a little lower hanging fruit. Not as many out there, but I think people still like the Jack in the Box fries.
Oh, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever... Have I had Jack in the Box? I must have. I've been there.
Have to have had. If you've been to a Jack in the Box, you have to have had their fries.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Do people like Jack in the Box's fries? Show me Jack in the Box.
Guacmar. No. Now that you're gone, I'm failing.
two people. 21st on the list was Jack in the Box.
Nice.
It doesn't surprise me. Isn't it kind of like it's real loosey goosey about where those locations are? Like it's not as consistent.
They're not as big. Yeah. I took a chance. I went low to see if I could get some big points, but I went a little too low.
No, it's a very strategic move. I like that.
Yeah, right. Look at you. All right. Well, then I should have been thinking of some things. How about the old In-N-Out? In-N-Out.
Oh, sure. The old In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Send Clockwork Orange. All right. Show me In-N-Out and their little tiny, skinny, little shoestring weird fries.
Oh, there you go.
Nine.
That's what I should have went with.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good points for me.
That is good points. Yeah.
Who have we not done
I'm not
here?
A fan of In-N-Out's fries.
They're all, in a pinch, it's fine, but you're right.
Yeah.
They're not great. Mm-hmm. All right. We did Chick-fil-A. Oh, shit. Let's do Five Guys, I guess. I don't know. Five Guys.
Oh, that's a good one.
What is it? Show me Five Guys and all those fries sitting in the bottom of the bag.
Number two.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because they hand you a whole bag and say, here you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. You spilled my fries in the bag.
Yeah. And they're
great. You gave me a container for my fries that isn't big enough to hold all my fries. And now the bottom of the bag is something I don't want to put on the seat in my car.
Exactly. That peanut oil immediately goes through the bag. There's just no time.
It does. Takes. Yes, exactly.
All right. Oh, geez. I'm running out of stuff here. So fast food, right?
Fast food.
Not
correct.
Nothing else is going to count. And we're already tickling that edge with Five Guys. Because they're kind of like the next...
Wait, did you just say tickling that edge?
Yeah, tickling the edge.
Is that what okay, just pointing out that would be a great something to capture.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Jamie needs all the help in the world to find this stuff. So, good job. Oh, man, I'm really running low here. Shake Shack, I guess.
There
I
don't you know. Go.
Shake Shack. All right.
Yeah.
Show me the Shake Shack.
Oh, really?
Number 17 on the list. Tied really for 16th place with three people saying that one.
Interesting. I have a question, though. There's one that's on the board, but it has a different name regionally. Were they separate?
No. So if it's regional, if it's called two different things in the country, then I'd group them together.
Okay, so Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. I don't have to say Carl's Jr.
Is that right, Craig? Is that your guess?
Oh, no. If I've already got Hardee's on there, why would I have? No, I don't. I don't have Hardee's. No. I won't say Hardee's then. Hardee's, Carl's Jr. I was thinking I'd already said it, but you're right. I'm looking now. I don't see it. I'm going to go with Carl's Jr.
All right. Show me Carl's Jr. Hardee's. why do you think you've already got it? So that is 29 points for you.
I was looking at Burger King, but I don't know why.
I think he's won.
I think you did. I think Guacamar just won. There are only two answers left on the board. And even if Scott gets both of those, he doesn't have enough to beat you.
Yeah.
So we'll just play this out. But Guacamar, congratulations.
All right. Well, you still have the winner ticket there, Brian. Go ahead and guess.
Right. I'm not seeing our West Coast friends on there looking again. What a burger. I'm not seeing there. Okay, yeah, what a burger, French fries.
Okay, West Coast, I think they're like a Texas deal, aren't they?
I mean, sorry, yeah. Well, that is West Coast to me. I'm way east.
All right, show me that great West Coast Texas restaurant, Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Oh, not there?
Really? Really?
Let's see. They were tied for 20th with two people suggesting Whataburger.
Right. I know one more.
Well, don't you
but
try.
But it's not
yet.
My turn. So, yeah, Scott, go ahead.
All right. Brian and I almost forgot. One of our favorite places jointly to go is Freddy's. So I'll say Freddy's.
Darn right it is. Show me Freddy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 8.
Nice. I don't even know what a Freddy's fries is.
For whatever reason, they're very similar to In-N-Out, but they just do them better. And I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah,
maybe it's the fact they give you that jalapeno fry sauce with
it. Oh, it might be that. But they're also, I don't know, there's a thinner, crispier thing going on.
A little crispier.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better flavor. I don't know. All right. Number 7. Let's see here.
One answer left on the board.
Ooh, we almost the
elusive
ran
the number
board.
7.
Oh, I know. Oh,
it's fast food. Though.
That's what Scott does to me. I love it.
I keep thinking of things that are fast food or that aren't fast food or things that are only local to me, and that's not going to work.
You might. I've never even heard of a Freddy's.
I don't know. I'm out. I really can't think of one.
You got to say something.
I honestly can't think of it. I really can't. I don't know what 7 would be. I'll just say a word or a thing.
Okay.
You know what? They actually have pretty good fries, but no one gets them. But Del Taco, they have fries.
Oh, yeah. It was already buzzing before he even said it. I'm going to go with the fictional restaurant McDowell's. No, I'm kidding. I'm going with...
By the way, one person said Del Taco on the...
Really?
All right, I don't feel so bad. They're actually pretty good.
Now that you said that, it makes me want to say Taco Bell, but I'm not. Instead, I'm going to say our local... well, it's local. I haven't seen them in other places. It may be all across the country. Yeah. But Checkers.
Oh,
Checkers.
I've heard of Checkers.
Sure. Yeah.
We don't have them, but I've heard of them. Yeah.
Show me Checkers.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
The number 7.
We
Checkers,
ran the board.
Checkers and Rallies in some locations.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, same,
yes.
Right.
So congratulations to the two of you. You ran the board. So Guacamar would have won either way, but he won the right way.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, there's only one way to win, and that's winning.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Good job, Guacmar. Send your email to briancoverville@gmail.com. You know the drill. He'll get you these codes, and you'll walk away very happy with a Vernum 2 and synthetic. Who gave us those?
Wesley, I believe.
We get a lot from Wesley.
We do get a lot from Wesley. Wesley gives us a monthly stipend of codes. Some of the ones that were lower on the list, KFC, Culver's. Yeah. Red Robin would not call them fast food, but people mention
I
love their fries.
I almost said that. Dang it.
Popeyes? Not Popeyes? Smash Popeyes. Burger, Dairy Queen, Shake Shack, Sonic, Steak and Shake. One of those was said. I can't remember. It was one of the Shake places.
Shake Shack we said, but we did not do Steak and Shake.
Did you say Steakout? Is that what you said?
Steak and Shake is the other one.
Okay.
A&W, Penn Station, which is an East Coast submarine sandwich place that apparently is really good. Portillo's, which is another like really regional. Raising Cane's, Habit, Arctic Circle. Then a bunch of like
7-Elevens.
Yeah. Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's has excellent fries. I agree with that.
One person did say Taco Bell. I'm guessing they were talking about their nacho fries.
Oh, yeah, right. Because they don't have regular fries, I don't think. Do they?
No. Uh-uh.
Have they ever done that? I mean, they used to have the
pizza. Not to my knowledge. And the closest they had were... it was the other place that had the frijoles, holy frijoles, or potato oles, or something like that.
That's
Del Taco, right?
Potato oles. I hate everything about that name. I just think that sucks. Potato oles. All right.
Holy frijoles.
Dunaway, you did great. Truly a man who knows his fast food. So well done.
I'm telling you, man, wherever there's a couple of topics that I do well at, and yeah, fast food's one of them.
Are you going to get a McRib, or what's your plan this year?
Oh, yes, I am definitely getting a McRib.
Okay.
But I just got to find a time where I can just tell everybody to shut up and enjoy it, you know? It's like, shh.
I thought you meant you got to eat it, and then you just need the time to, like, let it do what it's going to do.
It really does. One time.
Yeah, you kind of do.
I remember one time years and years ago, I got a McRib, but I was really hungry, and I was like, you know what? I'm getting two McRibs. Yeah, two McRibs. Got halfway through the second one. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, you're
going to
die.
There's just no way you can eat two whole McRibs. It's just not humanly possible.
Yeah. Don't eat McRibs.
I don't even know how they sold it to me. Surely they must have to ask, sir, are you with someone?
The fact that they have to stamp that thing to look like mini ribs is enough for me to never eat it again.
Yes, exactly. Pressed food.
Everyone likes some pressed food. I mean, I'd do it in a pinch. I'd do it for money, but I ain't doing it on my own. I'm not doing it on purpose. That's all I'm saying. All right. Hey, Dunaway, great stuff. Hey, don't forget, everybody, it's Wednesday, but that doesn't mean there won't be a film sack this weekend. There will be. We're going to be doing Geostorm, if you can
believe it. Geostorm!
Yeah, getting our Gerard Butler on, and we're going to play that movie based on that fantastic iOS game.
Right, exactly.
It'd be fantastic.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's the other way around. Anyway.
The film adaptation of that terrific game.
There it goes. Dunaway, anything else you want to mention? Say?
Absolutely. I'll be on twitch.tv/BrianDunaway tomorrow night, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, playing some Boop Show homework. I don't know what I'm going to play yet. I picked a game, but I don't know.
I don't know.
They asked me to sign up for something. I'm like,
I don't like when they do that. Unless it's a game where, you know, signing up makes sense. I don't know. I don't love that. Real quick, I got the DLC also for that Graveyard Keeper business.
I'm very excited about
that. I need to get back in there and I need to ask you some questions, because I'm clearly really bad at that game, and I need some help understanding what
Man, I've been playing that thing for almost 2 years under the tutelage of Kit London, and I know some
you know shit now. Yeah, you and Kit are experts. Bye now. All right, he's out. When he least expects it, I pull the rug out from under him.
Just right out, exactly.
Time for a news story.
And dance by the light of the moon.
It's the news brought to you by...
Brought to you by, look, if you're looking for good chocolate, I'm going to tell you where you can get some. The Georgetown Valley Candy Company. They're just off of I-70 here in Colorado. They're owned by a friend of mine, but I don't get any sort of money for this promotion. Go check out their website at shopgvcc.com and buy some good chocolate.
Ooh. Yeah, all this talk of bad chocolate, let's put people on the path.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Point them to the right place.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, this happened here, so I guess I got to play this. Hold on.
Utah Connection.
All right. A Provo, it's not my favorite story to tell about Utah Connections. A Provo sex offender opened his door nude.
Oh, geez.
Him, not the door.
Jesus hands.
That detail is not included in the story.
That's all right. Maybe we don't want to know.
Why is there, I just found a wad of tissue paper on my chair. Why is this here?
And this, I don't know.
When I say tissue paper, I mean like.
Like wrapping paper tissue. Like the paper that, yeah.
I don't know why this is here. That freaks me out a
little. Did you receive a package recently that...
No, but why is it right under my butt? Maybe my wife thinks I'm leaking or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. He opened the door nude. He invited trick-or-treaters inside in his nude state. This is pretty a bad thing to do, no matter who you are, mm-hmm. especially if you have a record. This is according to the police. A convicted sex offender was arrested Saturday, after police said he answered the door in his Provo home. That's south of me by about 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Naked and invited a trick-or-treat group of children inside. Stephen Kelly Little, age 48, aren't they always, was booked into a Utah County jail for investigation on 5 counts of lewdness. And 3 counts of lewdness involving a child. Police say he already is serving probation for lewdness involving a child. Several children were trick-or-treating and approached the house where Little answered. It's an unfortunate name.
It's a very unfortunate name.
The door naked and was beckoning children inside, says Provo Police Master Officer Austin Williams.
Wow.
Okay. That's a cool title, isn't it?
Yeah.
Master Officer.
Master Officer Austin Williams.
The children told their parents, who were across the street, what had happened. The father then approached the door, and one of his daughters knocked, he opened the door again nude.
Well, why would you bring your daughter back over there?
I think he does it again. I think he was trying to make sure he opened it, thinking it was a kid. But it does seem a little weird.
Gotcha, okay.
It does seem a little weird. The father told his daughter to leave and told Little to turn his lights off and not answer the door anymore. Then the father called the police.
Wow, that is the most diplomatic thing that this guy could have done, right? Like, comes over there with his daughter, sends his daughter away, and says, "Let me handle this."
Yeah, I'm just going to tell him to shut his door and turn off his light. I honestly think I may have hauled off and punched the guy. I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could have contained that one. That would have been
depends
hard
on. Really depends on how young your kids are that you've just, you know, brought them over and exposed them to. You know.
Well, just don't even do that part. Go to that guy's door, bang on it a couple of times. He opens the door. Yeah. You force yourself in. You try not to make incidental contact with his ween, and then you punch him in the face, and then you leave, and then you call the cops.
Right, right.
And you might be in trouble for punching him, but I'd still have a hard time restraining myself. Douchebag. What a douche.
What candy? Can we guess what candy he was giving away? Were they Whoppers? Were they...
They were little
fun-sized Snickers.
When questioned about why he answered the door nude, this is the best part of his explanation.
Little Raisinettes, apparently.
There you go, Raisinettes. He said he had just gotten out of the shower, and that's why he was nude.
Oh, whatever, yeah.
And they say, why did you ask the kids inside? And he said, that's what where the candy was his answer.
Well, dude, that's where the candy is. We have some good winners here. Tootsie Roll from Rainbow Bright, as far as what candy was giving away. Zero, which is another good choice from Jedi 671.
Yeah.
Milk Duds, Moving Train Media.
It's a good one.
Snowballs, whatchamacallit.
A single Reese's PC. Right. Chat room is saying I would be charged with like home invasion and assault. I know. I'm not saying that what I would do is legal if I went in there and punched him. What I'm saying is I'd have a really hard... I'd be very tempted is what I'm saying. That's all I'm getting.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's legal. I'm saying I'd be that pissed. Okay. So check this out. At least 14 or 5 children over 14 and 3 under 14 saw Little naked.
He was a little naked.
He was a little naked.
That's, again, an unfortunate name.
Yeah. It says they should consider raising his bail as he has proved, quote, to be a danger to children and the public with this continued behavior. He was arrested September 22nd, 2018 at the Provo Rec Center, where he approached a stall door in the men's locker room while naked and was viewed by a 10-year-old. Yeah, this guy needs to be, I think he just needs to be in jail.
Locked up, I think, yeah.
This is one of those deals.
Yeah, I wasn't sure from the headline, I wasn't sure if his sex offender status came from Halloween or if it came from something before. So,
yeah.
Putting the ween in Halloween there a little.
Nice. Little Ween is his name.
Little Ween.
Little Wayne.
Yeah, they'll like you in jail.
They'll love him in jail.
They'll love you in prison.
Yeah, get in there. Some of the best friends you're going to have are going to be in jail. Get in there, buddy. Yes. All right, one final note. We talked about the McRib, so why not finish it off with...
it's a great story to kind of put a capper on that business.
For sure. McDonald's created a McRib NFT, according to this article, because we live in hell, says this article.
It's true.
Anyway, they say, in a tiring display of late-stage capitalism, the burger chain announced that it's creating the McRib NFT in celebration of the sandwich's 40th birthday. They literally mean that meat in there is 40 years old, by the way.
Yeah, it's appropriate. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
According to the press release, the company added it would be giving away the NFTs as part of a sweepstakes on Monday, November the 1st, to give people a chance to enjoy it year-round digitally. Our McRib NFTs are digital versions of the fan favorite sandwich, almost as saucy as the McRib itself, and we're giving them away to a few lucky fans on Twitter beginning November 1st, says the press release. They're not the first to do this. Coca-Cola, Taco Bell, Nike, who else? Nike. They've all done some kind of NFT thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you know it's got legs. It's got longevity because all these companies are jumping on the bandwagon, not really having any idea how to do it.
Yeah, I'm annoyed by it to a high to a high degree. I almost gagged.
Yeah, exactly.
I gagged there. Just a little bit of a gag. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Tom Merritt will be joining us. We're going to get a little tech time out of the way. We got recommendals after that with a... it depends.
A new special
correspondent, let's call them.
Right, yes.
Somebody who's here unless Nicole wants her seat back.
Right,
because
exactly.
Told her she could
just
always...
Just keeping Nicole's seat warm.
Yeah, but it's a good warmer. You'll find out here in a moment who's going to be warm in that seat when we come back. All right, that's it for now. Brian, do you have a song? Let's do a song.
I have a song. Let's go to Dallas, Texas for a band called Close By, and you spell it C-L-O-S-E-B-Y-E, as in close, by. They got a brand new release coming out. They released their EP called Boring the Camera in 2017 under their previous name, Pueblo, but they have... As it's been reported, they have brought Jungle Jim refinement to their debut album, their first full-length album. Folks like Kate Davis, Robert Ellis, and Ian Salazar and Perla. Anyway, this is the brand new song from Close By. It's called Easy to Forget.
Deprivation mind, blind hope.
Look, creative people like us, we need better, faster, cooler ways to get our ideas across. I think that's a pretty standard idea, right? We all want that. Well, I'd like to present to you Canva Pro. C-A-N-V-A Pro. It's a design platform that empowers you and me to create and share stunning content in just a few simple clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is fast, easy, and fun to use, and you can choose from thousands of professionally made templates, which are easy to customize, just drag and drop stuff around, and, you know, you're good. Or you can start from scratch. If you're like, man, I want a clean slate, I'm going to start from nothing, well, you can do that too. Canva Pro comes with endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and more elements that can give the personality and style that you're looking for to your project. Get all of this and more with a Canva Pro subscription. Stay on top of team projects with an easy organizing system that allows you to share, edit, and comment in real time with Canva Pro. And with Canva Pro's content planner, you'll save time planning, creating, and posting social media content as well. Man, that's a lot of work to get done in a much shorter amount of time. So, you and up to four teammates can unlock Canva Pro for just $12.99 a month. That's amazing. Anyway, it's amazing. What I love about it the most is just how deep the well goes in terms of content like video and their templates, photos, that sort of stuff. That's usually what you're running out of, right? You're like, oh man, I don't have enough content. I can't take my own shots. Where am I going to get these? You get to hunt around and find stuff. Nope. The service makes it super easy. So wow your audience with Canva Pro, the easiest way to create presentations. Get a free 45-day extended trial by going to canva.me, that's canva.me/TMS45. That's canva.me/TMS45 to get that extended 45-day free trial. Do it today because you'll love it.
A tampon? I've never used one. Mother calls them the devil's fingers.
How you doing, Mick? Pretty good.
Oh, my.
The Morning Stream. We wish you were here.
Back, everybody. That song once again was
even though the song isn't, it's called Easy to Forget, and the band is Close By. CLOSEBYE.
Nice
band name.
Nice.
Yes.
Never not satisfied with the musical selections of Brian Ibbett. It's always good,
right?
Every
on.
Time
right
on time. Yep. All right. We're going to get by with a little help from our friends. We'll start with this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Welcome to the program, if you will, Mr. Tom Merritt, who joins us from the Daily Tech News Show and its headquarters in Los Angeles, California. Hello, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Good. It's good to have you. Look at that.
Good to have you.
He's got
Tom.
His coffee. What are we drinking today? What kind of brew you got there?
It's a little Nespresso pumpkin spice.
Oh, look at you in the holiday spirit of things. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you do that all fall? You get the pumpkin spice wherever you go?
No, I really don't. Actually, I do eat a lot of actual pumpkin pie. But my wife's a big fan of the Nespresso machine that a friend gave us for Christmas years back. And I kind of like the pumpkin spice Nespresso pods.
Very nice.
Okay. Not going to lie.
I was going to ask you. Tom's a big, he's a pie aficionado. I don't want to let that go. Mm-hmm. If you ever want pie advice and or just good discussion about pie, its consistency, its history, when you know a good piece is coming your way, that sort of thing.
Maybe over-promising on the history, but
it doesn't just come from his love for Twin Peaks. He is a genuine pie fan.
Oh, yeah.
It was fueled by my love for Twin Peaks, but yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Well,
pie forever. When I was a child, I was asking for pie for my birthday instead of cake.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Good old birthday pie. Sure.
Since your dad was a scientist, he gave you a 3.14, and that was, you had to live with it. That's what you got.
Yeah. He pulled out his TI calculator. There you go.
There you go, son. Don't spend it all at once. All right. Well, Tom, it's good to have you here. As always, Wednesdays it's Tom time in the morning where we find out what's brewing in the world of tech news, because later today the Daily Tech News Show happens, you know, with or without us. But we'd love to hear what's happening. So what's going on today?
Well, yeah, we talked about this on Daily Tech News Show yesterday, but the reverberations continue of Meta's Facebook deleting all of its facial recognition data. And what's funny is, you know, we had Nate Langson from Bloomberg on the show yesterday. He's been covering tech for more than a decade, seasoned reporter. And even he was sort of like just not willing to trust it. Right. Like, just like, I don't know. I don't know if this is, you know, a big deal. Not that it wasn't a big deal, but like, I don't know if it's going to change my opinion about Facebook. Seems like they're just pandering. These are not his actual words, but that was kind of the attitude of him and a lot of people yesterday. And so we talked a little bit about the fact that, you know, if anyone else does this, it's huge. This is absolutely what people who are against facial recognition want. They want a very firm, we're getting rid of it all. We're just not going to use it anymore. And that's what they said they're going to do. Facebook is going to get rid of, it's going to delete all of the data it had on people who opted in. If you opted out, they don't have it. Yeah. But if you opted in, and at one point they made it opt in. If you opted in, they kept it. They're going to, like, we don't even care if you said it's okay. We're getting rid of it. We're not going to use it anymore. If we research and develop any facial ID at all in the future, it will be for securing your identity or preventing fraud. It will be on device. It will not be connecting to servers. And yet, Nate, and a lot of people's reaction is like, nah, but will it? Yeah. You know,
yeah,
like they said and are going to do everything that anyone who's on the extremist end of facial recognition would want them to do. And yet the distrust of Facebook and its parent company Meta is so high at this point that people aren't even welcoming that as like, okay, yeah, that was a good move. I'm not even seeing that.
Yeah.
Not very often.
I mean, it's funny you say it to me, and my automatic reaction is the same. I don't know why I don't trust it. Like, I'm trying to think, what has Facebook done to me that I don't trust them for? I don't love the overall ecosystem of Facebook. Not even speaking parent company wise, but just the service of Facebook is not my favorite thing in the world. But I don't know that I've ever necessarily laid that at the feet of Facebook. I don't know what it is, but there's just something inherently untrustworthy.
I feel
Facebook.
Like this is a good example that is less fraught than political examples of how we're being polarized, right?
Yeah.
In this case, it's a good example because, you know, it's not like anybody's going to get mad at me, well, except maybe Mark Zuckerberg, for you know, pointing out something about Facebook. People aren't going to get seriously upset one way or another on this side of things. But the constant drumbeat on social media and in headlines has been Facebook is evil. Facebook does bad. Facebook hurt democracy. Facebook hurt your children. Facebook hurt the spread of COVID. And some of these have bases in facts, but most people aren't spending the time that we spend on Daily Tech News Show to dig in and find out, like, all right, this is what actually was happened. This is the implications of it. Most people are just seeing what goes by on Twitter and Facebook itself and saying, they're bad. And so I think that has built up even in the most, you know, professional people, this idea of this gut reaction that I don't believe anything Facebook says anymore.
Yeah.
And I saw that a little bit with this coverage of the name change to Meta, where the implication was, well, they're trying to clean up their image by changing their name to Meta. No, they're not. The social networking platform Facebook is still going to be called Facebook.
And
changing a parent company's name is a time-honored and fairly non-controversial decision. When your company gets big enough that your signature product needs to be differentiated from what else the company is doing. And we've seen that in a lot of other situations. Going back to the Holarith tabulating machine company changing its name to International Business Machines because they did more than the Holarith tabulating machine anymore.
Yeah. No, make a really good point. I think I agree with that for the most part. And I try to be as even-handed with this stuff as possible. It's just whatever they had in terms of like public trust just got away from them. And it's, and maybe that's just a size problem. Maybe that's every time there's a leak, like this latest conversation about Google and Facebook colluding to try to get around Apple's security measures.
We covered that years ago. That is not even new.
It's not even new, right?
We covered that years ago at DT&S, and it was two companies agreeing on how their ad operations should interact. It's not even collusion. You just used the word collusion, and this is that. That's a great example of the kind of thing I'm talking about, where it just kind of spreads out there, like, oh, Google and Facebook fixed the ad market. They didn't really. They are outsized players in the ad market. So when they do what other companies already do, it has a bigger effect, and that's worth talking about.
Yeah,
but it's not the same thing as what it boils down to in the short lexicon, which, again, I'm not blaming people. Nobody has time to pursue all the nuances of all these stories, but people are like, yeah, I heard they fixed the ad market. Those two are evil, right? That's what it ends up being.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's because they're so huge and so pervasive and the issues are too complex for the average person to be worth their time to spend trying to think of all the nuance.
Yeah, I thought it was more recent with the change to iOS where it says, ask this app not to track me across other apps, that whole thing. I thought it was something to do with that, but
it's same agreement though.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought there was new about it. I saw it yesterday. It seemed like a reputable source. Yep. I must have.
No, it is. And it's a real story, but there's a lot of nuance to it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, this happens all the time in ad companies, and it's not illegal.
No,
it's just companies sort of staking out, like, okay, you're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know, because they're ad companies and they do business with each other. It's people talking business. I'm not saying it's great. I'm not trying to defend it, but it isn't collusion. At least, you know, as far as anything I've read so far, I haven't seen it meet the legal definition of collusion.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if this is a hot take or a new take or just my take, but all this stuff with the presentation last week of them talking about metaverse and 3D avatars and all that stuff. I know they want to position themselves as being that company. They're going to be the ones who bring the metaverse to the masses, the concept of the metaverse. It isn't going to be them. So here's Scott's hot take. It will not be Facebook. It will be somebody else, and they'll probably be in the gaming world. That's where it's going to happen. It's where it's already happening in many ways.
Has a much bigger chance of being that company.
Yeah,
right?
Roblox has a better chance. Fortnite has a better chance. Epic has a better chance. Valve has a better chance. There is a better chance across. There could be one single game we haven't even heard about or been announced yet that will be the platform going forward. It is not going to be coming from that top down. It will come from somewhere else up. I'm 100%
convinced.
And
it probably won't come from just one place, right? It's probably going to be a combination of several of the places we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of needs to, but
and new players that we don't even know about.
Yeah, right. Dice Tomato makes a funny point though, and some Facebook will just buy them, and it'll be Facebook anyway. Once possible, it's possible. I mean, Oculus is a good example.
You mean
of that.
Meta? You mean Meta?
Oh, I'm sorry,
will buy
Meta.
Them.
Meta.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, I am definitely a Meta critic.
Hey, I saw that on Twitter. That was pretty good.
Whatever Meta company I didn't like.
Yeah.
Till now.
Very nice. Till now. Well, all right then. There's that, and who knows what else we'll discover and tackle on the show today.
We've got Sean Hollister from The Verge has declared. I'm going to exaggerate what Sean has said, and I hope Sean doesn't get too mad. He's declared that NVIDIA GeForce Now is the best of the streaming services.
I agree with him.
He compared Amazon and Stadia and even Xbox, and he thinks he prefers GeForce Now. So we're going to have him on to talk about why. He's got a great write-up on The Verge if you want to read his own words about it. So that's coming up. And if you missed yesterday's show, we talk a lot about the metaverse. Nate Langson was on the show to talk specifically about his investigation of what does it actually mean. Like, does anybody even know what the metaverse is? And we touched on your point, Scott, of like, is Meta really the one? In fact, on Good Day Internet, which is our Patreon exclusive show, we talked a lot about that sort of thing. Like, who's really going to build this sort of thing? So anyway, check those out, dailytechnewsshow.com and patreon.com/DTNS if you want to get those.
Fun little note, I got GeForce Now to work on my Xbox Series X through the Edge browser. It supports it in there.
Nice.
And it has less latency than me playing the same game via xCloud somewhere else. So
on a different machine.
Yeah. As much as I like xCloud, uh-huh. and I do, I really like xCloud, mostly for the selection, because, you know, Game Pass is huge and it's great. But the latency is there. It's noticeable in a way that it is not as noticeable. It's there too, but it's not as noticeable on GeForce Now. That thing is pretty rad. So I'm excited to talk to him about that today. That'll be great.
Yeah, yeah, this is going to be a fun conversation. In fact, I may just lean back and let you and Sean go at it, because you guys live this, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts
on it. Yeah, it's going
to
be great. So tune in, 2:30 Mountain Time for that. Anything else going on, personal stuff? Anything else you want to mention? Personal stuff?
Oh, no, I just, last week, I had a lot of new people pop into the Free Tom newsletter, freetomnewsletter.com, and say hi and send emails, because you can just respond to that newsletter, and I'll chat with you. I had some fun conversations with people, so thank you for that. Nice. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, go sign up if you haven't. freetomnewsletter.com. One day he'll be free. That's the point. And we're trying to free him.
Someday.
Someday. We'll see you later today. Bye, Tom.
See you, Tom.
All right. Meta.
Meta. Bah!
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. We're going to add someone else to the call right now. And you'd think, wait, isn't it Nicole? No, last week she announced she's got a job at the school. She's not here in the mornings anymore. Not That's for a right. while, anyway. So instead, this. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show one Randall Jordan of some fame and renown here on the Frog Pants Network. Hello, Randy.
Fame and renown. Hi.
Hi. Hello. Are you? Hello. Look at this room.
Good morning.
We have video of Randy, and I haven't seen his hair, and that is long, awesome hair. My gosh.
It is. Yeah.
That's when you don't get a haircut for 2 years straight.
Wow.
That's
what that is. Great clips in Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah, really something.
I've not seen you, I guess, physically in that long. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
really
weird. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
I've been sitting in this chair for 20 months now. it's like McRib is back. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not right? back. No. I'm here. I'm right where I've been.
Yeah. Do you By have the any way, desire to eat a McRib? Any?
Yes, very, very much. Tomorrow is my birthday.
Yeah.
And really?
I'm probably going to get a McRib for lunch. That's probably going to happen.
All right. Sam, you're going to allow this? I know Sam's in the chat. Sam, you letting this happen? This is going to be a thing that you go through?
This is like a big deal for me. Like, I sent you this old commercial, like the first commercial for McRib, Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
I see it.
it's like that commercial is one of the very first things I ever remember, like from my childhood. Like,
really?
one of my earliest memory was seeing that commercial and wanting to go to McDonald's, which was in the next town over, because I was in the town that was a little bit too small to even have a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then the next town over was a little bigger. They had the McDonald's. And so my mom always used that against me. I don't want to drive all the way to Harlingen to get a McDonald's. You know?
Oh, yeah, sort of thing. Nobody wants to go to Harlingen, I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
let me play it real quick. I'm just going to show the chat. Hold on. Chat room. Here's that McRib commercial. Look, right here. Watch. This is video and audio.
What do you find when you bite into McDonald's McRib sandwich? You'll find McRib in the middle is swimming in sauce. It's McRib.
Not a selling point.
The fact that it's swimming in sauce is not a selling point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better give me more. Give me more, because now you've lost me, McDonald's.
I freaking love that.
What do you find in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Excellent stuff. Hey, Randy.
I'm telling you, everybody has those songs in their head. Mine, I'm seriously, the rest of my life. Oh, McRib in the middle and a swimming in sauce. That, seriously, the rest of my life.
Wow.
That's what I've got.
All right.
What do you find in a McRib sandwich? Well, a McRib and a whole crap ton of sauce. All right. Yeah. Is there more? Yeah. Is there something? Because that's what I'd expect.
Those people were stoked. They were all in that commercial. They were all lifting up the bun and then going, like, look what I've got.
It's literally swimming in sauce.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm sold. Get another one. Wow. All right.
Well, I mean, you know what? That works on a little kid. That's all I'm saying.
Sorry. That's true. Yeah, point. Exactly.
That's probably who they're aiming for there.
I it's my job to carry us forward, guys. This is my favorite segment on the morning stream going back to like 2012. This is my favorite segment on the morning stream every week. So it is a pleasure and an honor to be here. I love that you guys are going to keep doing this, and I'm going to help as much as I can.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No,
you're going to get to experience the joy of me sniping your picks before you can even get them out.
That's fine. Yeah. I actually have been building a catalog of recommendals going backwards from last week to try to just have try to avoid doing that thing that you guys regularly do
where you
recommend something that you just recommended 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I really, really like the general vibe.
Well, it's a tricky balance because none of us want to know what each other saw because it's fun guessing.
Right.
But then when we find out someone kifed somebody else's, then we're in hot water. But
exactly.
I'm not worried today because everyone's files look different. So I feel pretty good about it.
Okay,
and I just want to put a disclaimer on mine. This is my first time sending you a sound file from a show.
Yeah.
And I messed up. I messed up. I pulled from a trailer, and so it's instead of pulling from the show, I will not do that again.
Yeah.
It's really loud. I apologize. Oh, okay. It's from a trailer. Oh. It's got full music and
everything. Don't stress, because I go and I tweak these anyway, so they're all lined up for volume. So you're always good, no matter what you send me. If it's too quiet, too loud, I always equalize it for the show. So
okay. All right. Good.
All right. So let's start, Brian. We always start with you because it's a grand tradition, and we're not changing that. Let's get into it here. Why the hell is your picture not coming up? There we go. Brian, set up this first one for me, will you?
Sure. My first, I've got two today. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
First, though, I've got one that is good, and then I've got one that's great. We're going to start with the one that's good.
Oh, I like
this. This is a 2021 limited series, and very good premise and pretty good execution.
Well, all right, then. Let's check it out.
Your husband drove to work this morning?
He rode his bike for the exercise. He always does.
What sort of work does he do?
He's a physical therapist at the university. He works at the Merritt Sports Center.
When your husband left the house this morning, did he have his phone with him? Laptop?
Yeah, his phone. We try calling it.
You can trace it, right?
Yeah. And we will. What was his mental state when you last saw him?
I don't know. Normal, I guess. Cheerful.
Your husband is holding a sign that says, "I abuse women." Do you have any idea what that might be referring to?
Why don't you focus on, at 5 million hits, I die?
Nick is the gentlest person you could ever meet. He would never hurt anyone, man or woman.
Yeah. Do you recognize the handwriting? Is it Nick's?
Yes.
That doesn't mean it's true. He was obviously forced to write that. Is it Nick?
No, it's Ethan. Excuse me, Detective. I have to get back to my kids.
Of course, we have everything we need for the moment.
Is this that a clickbait? Right?
Yes,
that's exactly what it is.
Okay, yep. My wife was watching it, and I remember the scene. So yeah.
Yeah. The premise is that the husband and brother of these main characters you just heard is all of a sudden appearing in a YouTube equivalent video holding up a sign that says, "I abuse women." He puts that sign down, picks up another sign that says, "At 5 million views, I die."
Oh, wow.
And the view count, because it's going viral, is going up. What are they going to do? How are they going to find him and save him in time? It's a eight episode limited series. They do a great job of setting up the premise and then following different characters in each episode to kind of lay out what's happening and what has happened. There's some really clever, in my opinion, really clever twists. It's got a slightly better than the Eternals rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Good audience score, like a 64% audience score, 58% tomato meter. But it's a limited series, so you know you've only got one to commit to, and it's actually really, really good. You're hearing Zoe Kazan,
yeah,
who was excellent in The Big Sick.
Oh. Yeah.
She was the one who was sick in The Big Sick. I think she's also in that Buster Scruggs thing as well.
And
the husband in this show is also Adrian Grenier, who was the main character, the main guy, Vinny Chase, in Entourage, but has been doing so much better work since then.
Yeah.
It's great. It is a really, really good way of revealing information and revealing the story over the course of the eight episodes.
My wife enjoyed it, for whatever it's worth. I for some reason, this is one she watched without me and while I was doing something else, but she thought it was all right. So, okay. So it's good. Maybe it's not great, but good.
Good. It's a good, you know, it's a good story. It's told well, and I enjoyed it. I wanted more, and I kind of wanted, the only issue I could come up with is while the ending twist is a surprise, I would have liked more clues as to what that final reveal was going to be earlier in the series.
Oh, she was in the deuce.
So I might have had a chance to come up with it myself.
Gotcha.
And when we say limited series, we pretty much all agree that they're telling us that's it. They're not going to make a sequel. They're not going to make a second season.
No season two. Exactly.
It's, you really need a limited series, like, say, Mayor of Easttown, to tell an entire story and then stop.
Yeah.
Like, don't lead me on at all at the end.
I kind of like that. Yeah. There's a new, the new Matt Flanagan. All the Matt Flanagan things are basically that. Or not Matt. Mm-hmm. I keep saying Matt. It's Mike Flanagan.
Mike Flanagan. Yeah.
You know, why did I say Matt? Because that's Jenny Josephson's
husband. Jenny Josephson's husband. Yeah, it would be a really good comedy about the David Letterman top 10 list that would really piss Jerry off if it was.
That's right. If he was here, he'd be so mad.
And Midnight Mass stops in the most stoppy way possible, right?
Like, yes.
Like,
right.
That's another one of those things, like watching Midnight Mass, which I've been obsessing about for 2 months now.
Yeah.
I'm constantly wanting more. Yeah. I want a long series set in this town. On this island, and I want to get to know all the characters really well.
I loved that. I ended up finishing it over the weekend, and I loved that series. I want more. He can make nothing crappy, is my opinion. And I'm going to go back and watch some stuff I haven't, like Hush, which is an early thing he did with half these same people. He always drags these actors around with him. What was the other one? Some other one. Anyway, Mike Flanagan forever is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian, you got two clips here. Second one.
That's right. Second one is, so if that one was good, this one is great. I will admit, I'm only part of the way, I've finished the first season. I'm halfway through the second season, or I'm sorry, one episode from the end of the second season. This is a thing that I am really, really enjoying, and more people need to see this.
All right, let's check it out.
Realize that the news will be talking about us every day. And every family in this country will be wondering, what are they doing? What else will they be thinking? Those motherfuckers, I wish I had thought of that first.
The professor, no criminal record, no registration, hasn't renewed his ID since he was 19. For all intents and purposes, a ghost, but a very intelligent ghost.
We're not stealing their money. It's not theirs. And for that reason alone, they're gonna like us. And that's vital. It is vital that we have positive support from the public. We'll be seen as f***ing heroes in this country. But be very careful. Because the second any blood is shed, and this is very important, if there's a single victim, we'll stop being Robin Hoods and we're simply going to become a bunch of sons of bitches.
Professor?
Yes, Miss Tokyo?
What are we robbing?
Royal Mint of Spain.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I do. That's a professor. I know Randy does because you actually kind of recommended this to me during a recent film sack. That's the professor. This is the reboot of Gilligan's Island called Money Heist.
Wow. That's fantastic. The professor sounds like a different actor. Amazing.
He does. Totally. They recast the professor. This is the newest. Well, not really the newest because it's older than Squid Game, but this is the other really popular Netflix foreign series with a bunch of people in jumpsuits and masks. Money Heist is a Spanish import, both subtitles available in dubbing. That you were hearing the dubbing, which I found to be less distracting than the Squid Game dubbing. I think
that actually sounded all right.
It's not bad. They've got some good actors doing the dubbing for Money Heist.
Oh.
Five seasons, started in 2017. And the premise is that you've got this group of eight criminals being led by a professor, and they are breaking into the Royal Mint of Spain and stealing money. And there are hostages, there are betrayals, there are twists and turns and all sorts of great things. This is excellent, and I highly recommend it. Now, I don't know. The show isn't over as of right now.
Yeah.
They're five seasons in. And you're thinking, oh my God, so okay, they probably rob this place and then they go and rob another place and go and rob another place and over the course of five seasons. I'm not going to say anything more than, no, that's not what happens.
Okay. All right.
But the story is not told in a very quick fashion, although each, you know, it is a very satisfying way that they're telling the story. It's very, very well done. And it's very popular, 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Really good. The, nobody in the cast that you'd recognize unless you're a fan of Spanish television or movies, but everybody in there is really good. And they think, like I said, I think they did a really good job of, casting the voice actors, for the dubbing. If you prefer subtitles, go for the subtitles, obviously, but,
that's good. I like a good
and
dub.
like Squid Game. If I'm gonna read while I'm watching a show, I need the characters to look really interesting. And this one takes it. Like the the professor himself is an actor named Alvaro Morte, and he's just interesting to look at.
Yeah. He is. He is. He actually does look like Jimmy Fallon with a fake beard and glasses.
Yeah. There's a character. There's a character. A woman named Tokyo, and she is just really interesting to look at.
You know? I cannot stop looking at Tokyo.
Yeah. Tune in Tokyo.
I'm a big fan of Tokyo.
Yes. That's awesome. I want to see. This was on my. It's in my queue. Because it just looked cool on the surface, but it's nice to hear it's rad. So
it is rad. It lives up to all the hype it's getting, and I'm surprised I haven't jumped in sooner, since this was a while. It's been out for a while, and it makes me want to look back and see if I saw people in red jumpsuits with Salvador Dali masks and didn't pick up on it on Halloween occasions.
Oh, maybe, yeah. What's the, sorry, the name of the thing again?
Oh, it's called Money Heist. Both of these shows, Clickbait and Money Heist, are both on Netflix.
Nice. Let's fly over to HBO Max for mine this week. I have just the one, and I'll play a clip, and you might know it. I don't know. Maybe not. Here it is.
Listen, I was hoping you'd give up, Ben. Try something different, like baseball.
Oh, no, I'm more of a bassoon guy.
What does that even mean?
I love sitting in the background with a large, nondescript instrument, just flapping my lips willy-nilly.
Tom,
yeah?
I want you to listen to what I'm saying. There's defining moments in your life that if you listen, it'll change your whole life. I played the tube as a kid, and look where it got me now.
Seemed like you're doing great.
I'm lonely, I'm overweight, and I'm a light stealer. I light steal. There, I said it.
You steal things?
Not like literally in my pocket, but I leave things under the basket, I put it up against the side, hope they don't see it.
Oh.
Is that what you want to turn into?
I mean, you're not selling me on the whole lifestyle, no.
All right.
Oh my God. Great poll too. Yeah. What a fun clip.
So,
it definitely sounds animated. I don't recognize what this is from.
Any guess, Randy? Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah. That was, I'm forgetting the name of one of them. I forget his name, but that's gotta be 10-year-old Tom.
That is 10-year-old Tom. Well done. This is an animated show. So Brian, you are correct. It's animated and on HBO Max. It's an HBO Max original. Hmm. Written and created by Steve Dildarian, who is a comedian.
That's the name.
Yeah, it's a weird name, so it's easy to forget.
An unfortunate name, really.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Dildarian, who owns a string of dildo stores. Just kidding.
Yeah.
He's known for a couple of animated things and very similar style to the last thing he did. I forgot what it's called, but this one is relatively new. It stars a bunch of people you know. You know Jillian Jacobs from Community.
And,
she's on it. She plays this kid named Dakota. Todd Glass, stand-up comedian, plays the principal. You heard him there in that clip, along with Dildarian as Tom. Brian Browers, who else? John Malkovich is in this. He plays a character called Mr. B, and John Malkovich plays a... he's basically the drama teacher, but he also does band stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's band and drama. And I don't know why John Malkovich is in this. I just know that he makes it really funny. He's very, very funny in this. The kind of show this is. Oh, Jennifer Coolidge is great too. She plays Dakota's mom. She's in it. And I almost forgot. Mark Proksch, however you say his last name. He's Colin
Robinson. Colin Robinson.
From What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, really? Okay.
He plays Dakota's dad. This girl's
the
dad.
Energy vampire. Yeah.
And he is a riot, but he's basically just playing Colin Robinson again. It's kind of the same character in a lot of ways. Cool. But it's Very funny, very what's the word I'm looking for here? Very
irreverent?
No, like really just I don't know what to call it. There's a word for this, not downbeat. It's got a real chill kind of like improv quality to it.
Okay.
I can't think of the word. There's a word for this, a certain kind of humor. Low-key. Maybe it's low-key humor. Kind of deadbeat, not deadbeat. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, whatever that word is, it's that kind of humor.
Deadbeat humor.
Yeah. If I had anything to compare, dry humor, there you go. If I had anything to compare it to, it would be like Bob's Burgers sort of ish, where, you know, people are just sort of, you know, Bob's just kind of like, oh, geez, okay, whatever. You know, like there's that kind of like everyday quality to people in it. That's what this is like. 10-year-old Tom is about a 10-year-old in school and his friends. They're all played by adults, which is also very Bob's Burgers. And it uses this really crappy style of art, and but on purpose. Like it's, you know, definitely meant to look the way it looks. And I got completely hooked on it. I love it. I'm like,
that's,
I don't know,
awesome.
8 episodes in or something. And it's just great. It's funny. It's very home movies. Yeah, that's another good example. Because there's just cool. a lot of improv and kind of dialogue that doesn't feel like it was on the page. It feels like they're just kind of making it up as they go. And I really jive with that. A little Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of vibes out of it too as well.
And have either of you finished season 3 of What We Do in the Shadows?
Midway. My daughter and I are watching it together, and our schedules are weird, so we haven't finished.
We're waiting for all of it to be released, because that's a show we really want to binge and just
enjoy. It's all done.
Yeah, it's all out.
Okay. No spoilers. Absolutely no spoilers. But as you know, if you've been watching, this is the Colin Robinson season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And man, there's some highlights in this season. Like there's a episode where they all go to Atlantic City together. Oh my gosh. It's so legendary.
Nice. Yeah, I need to finish it up. I really like what I've seen so far this season, so I'm pretty excited about it. But anyway, HBO Max, 10-year-old Tom. It's available now. You can watch the whole thing, binge it. I don't know how many seasons there are. Is there just the one? Yeah, just the one. It's this year. It's brand new. I hadn't even heard of it. I just bumped into it by accident and then went, what's this? And played it and loved it. So check it out. And it's not, you know, like HBO animation could be like, hey, an excuse to swear and show cartoon boobs or whatever, right? Like we can really go Johnny Rotten with the whole thing. But this show... it has its moments. It'll drop an F here and there. It'll have someone will say shit here and there. You'll have an awkward reference here and there, but it's all done. Think of it as like TMS almost. Like, you know how we kind of skirt on the edges of things?
Okay.
The show does that, and it's funny when they do, because it's just my kind of humor. So anyway, I like it a lot. Check it out. Let's now turn it over to Randy. Randy, I have a clip, but do you want to set this up?
Just straight up, this is a series. And it is something that it may have been a recommendal a couple of years ago. I'm not certain, but it is highly recommended now. Like it has really grown on everyone. And that's what brought me to it recently.
Okay. Sounds like a series to me. I'm going to hit play and see what we get.
You're declaring war on the greatest military force in the world.
This is not our fight.
If we walk away, thousands of people will die.
I know this enemy. I was this enemy. They fight to enslave. We fight for freedom. I say we open our gate right now. And welcome them to hell.
Yeah!
Oh.
There are weapons more powerful than swords. They hold the key to our future.
Welcome home, Baba.
So it's this show my daughter's begging me to watch finally, and I haven't yet. But I think this is C.
It is C, yes.
Oh, and the C. Last, okay.
And the very last voice you heard was Dave Bautista. Yeah. Welcome home, Baba. Yeah. That's right. The main character is named Bob Ross It's bizarre. Like that Jason Momoa.
Really? Jason Momoa's character's named Bob Ross?
Yeah, his name is Bob Ross. So what I was saying earlier, this is a show that was panned in its first season. First season came out 2 years ago, and it's in the 40s that season on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know why. I watched it the first episode too, and I disliked it immensely, and I just never continued. But what happens in the second episode of the first season is they jump forward 15 years. And it becomes very interesting. Mm. And like, I just never knew that. I didn't know. And so a couple of years go by, they make a second season. It comes out. And then people are telling me, you need to watch this show. It's like really entertaining. And I'm like, okay. Guess what? Second season on Rotten Tomatoes, 80%.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're doing something right. Yeah. So here we go. And I'm telling you, man, Jason Momoa is incredible. You also heard Alfie Woodard.
Alfie Woodard. She's awesome.
Alfie Woodard. She is like the best thing in the show. Incredible, legendary actor. And music by Bear McCreary. This is a show that was created by the same person that created Peaky Blinders.
Oh yeah,
it's got such a pedigree. And you know what? Like we talk about prestige television and how it's really not a thing until you get to high definition. You get to streaming services needing to bring you to their service. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why Apple TV, Apple Plus hasn't. It's on Apple Plus. Why they haven't pushed this more? Because this is the reason to subscribe to Apple Plus, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I get an ad on Twitter every other day, I feel like, for this particular show. And then I have my daughter chewing my ear off going, Dad, you have no idea how cool this is. You have to watch it. This is so up your alley.
Nope. Yeah,
this
so...
That, like you, I shied away from the first season because of the bad reviews, but I'm putting it on my list to give it a chance.
Like, bear down and grit your teeth through the first couple of episodes of the first season.
Okay.
It finds its story, like, around episode 3. Like, seriously, it has no idea where it's going, and then it gets a direction, and it is incredible. Like the premise, they tell you right from the beginning, the premise is that 1,000 years from now, something happened. This post-apocalyptic story.
Yeah.
Something happened to cause everyone who survives it to be blind. They're born blind, they live blind. Yeah. And so it's a hard pill to swallow as a viewer. Because you want to apply science and reason to everything you're seeing, and you've got to not do that. You have to check your brain. Mm-hmm. Like this is telling you a story that has nothing to do with the reality of what these people would be experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it just, there's a mad queen. There's an adventure across a desert, a forest, and mm-hmm. so on. Like it's just,
I'm in.
Game of Thrones more Jason Momoa.
I'm all in. I like Momoa. I like him with a beard too. He has a beard in this, unlike Dune, where he has no beard. And was it Brian that says he's like a hot dog without a bun? Or
he is. Yeah, it just isn't right. It's so Momoa and Batista. Man, those two should do something together.
Yeah,
something
they really big. Ought to. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they really should.
Yeah, like I don't know, Dune, maybe Dune. Well, that's awesome. Very good recommendations this week. And I don't know, Randy. You feel like tweeting these? Like
Nicole I'll did? Take care of all that. Yeah, all right.
You rock.
No problem. Thanks.
Follow Randy at Randy Deluxe, and he'll tweet these just like Nicole used to do, and put them out there for the world to see, and we'll retweet it on our account and all of that. Randy, you got anything else going on? We talked about FilmSack earlier. Are you excited about Geostorm? How do you feel about that?
Not in the slightest. it's going to be fun.
I'm more excited about GeoTracker.
Yeah, really. GeoTracker. That was the sequel that none of us asked for. But man, weren't we glad to get that sequel? It's fantastic.
I'm really glad about Geostorm. Anytime we get to all sit down and watch a movie together, it's a lot of fun. Uh-huh. And we have such a good upcoming list. I know I say that all the time, but it's like, man, this list of movies we're going to watch just tickles me pink.
Yeah, it turns out there's an unending source of content for FilmSack. Little did we know 11 years ago that would be the case. I'm sorry, 12 years ago. Wait, 2009. Has it been 12 years? Holy shit.
No, it's 11.
Seven.
No, we started.
We just hit 11.
No,
like.
So we started October 09. I think we just hit 12.
Oh, it was 09. Okay. Wow, okay. Why did I think we started in 07?
I don't know, but that is crazy how much time has passed. Holy shit. All right. Well, and that's how long Randy's been growing his hair. Well done. Jordan, everybody, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe. Find him on Twitter under that name. We'll see you next time.
Love you.
See you, Randy.
Bye now. All right. That was fun.
I was waiting when he came in to go, Scott, Brian.
Brian. I've moved Catwoman.
Just one Brian, Scott, Brian.
I'm going to make him, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to make him a special intro that'll probably include moving Catwoman somehow.
Oh, yeah, good. All right, sounds good.
I want to thank folks at home for making it possible for this show to exist by supporting us at patreon.com/TMS. And if you haven't done so, it's a perfect time to do it because it's a brand new month. And there are many, many reasons why you, yes, you, should support us. Check it out, patreon.com/TMS. Keep your emails coming, themorningstream@gmail.com. And now sit and listen as Brian sits and plays a song. Well, he won't play it, but he'll give us a song to play at the end of today's show.
How's that? I'll gesture towards it. Alan from Salt Lake said, Brian, I've been following this guy at Chris Eves and the New Normal on TikTok, and I think it's about time I shared. He does a lot of covers that combine or reimagine popular songs in a different genre. No special occasion. You can play it whenever it fits. Doug the Kimono, Alan from SLC. Nice. By the way, that is a little nudge to say, if you've been thinking about sending in a request, lots of open dates for November. It's a new month, so if you've got something that you want to hear on the show, or a birthday or an anniversary, something like that, then send visit frogpants.com/TMS to get to the requestinator.
Yep, little button right there. Boop, you're in. Go for it.
Exactly. All right, so this is a cover of the Britney Spears song Baby One More Time, done as kind of like a 70s guitar heavy, almost funk, kind of like a Grand Funk Railroad or a Three Dog Night kind of style. It's so good. Chris Eves and the New Normal from their from release this year with their cover of Baby One More Time.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Something wasn't right. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. Now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. When I'm not with you, my mind, give me a sign. Hear me, baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe is you. Girl, you're
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
For right now, let's get food.